just give thanks to God because of this beautiful day, time that the Lord has given us.
Ndiyamikenso tu ambuye chifwa cha nthawi yabwino komanso tsiku limene ambuye atipasa.
What a blessing, what a time that the Lord has provided unto his own people.
Ichitu chidalitso kukhala ndi nthawi imene Mulungu ayipereka kwa anthu ake.
And we rejoice and celebrate in it.
Ndipo tikondwera ndi kusangalala mu ichi.
We have been in the book of John chapter 20 for many weeks now.
Ungatakhala tili mbuku la Yohane chapter 20 kwa masabata sopano.
Whereby we have seen Christ revealing himself unto his own people.
Mumwe taona adu Yesu Kristu akudzivumbulusa yekha kudzionesa kwa anthu ake.
And the Bible fully shows that Christ shows himself in an unexpected way by just being found in the places of the disciples without using the door to enter in.
Monga malemba lankula mosindika bwino kunena kuti Ambuye Yesu anali kudzionesera yeyekha kwa anthu ake amene ndiophunzira kwa munjira yodabwisa ndi yosamvetseseka imene anali kupezeka pakati pa dziseko zidakalichitsekere.
And all these things fully shows what the Lord does upon his own people.
Tikamaona zonse zinthu zikuonesera mmene Mulungu amachitira zake kwa anthu ake.
Now let us open again on the same book, chapter 20.
Ndera ndi segwe blatu wokuchokera mbuku lomwelo la Yohane mutu 20.
On verse 24, we closed by reading that, but Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came.
Nalekezera pandima yake ya 24 yomwe imati koma Thomas mmodzi wa khumi ndi awiriwo wotchedwa Didymus anakhala nawo pamodzi pamene Yesu.
And we saw that it was the plan of God for this to be in this way so that scriptures might be fulfilled that says that I've got other sheep that are in this fold that I'm to go and correct them in.
Ndipo tinaonatu kuti ichichi chinali kukonza kwa Mulungu kuti chikachitike ndicho lingachiona kuti chikakwanirisire zolembedwa zimene zimene Ambuye Yesu analankhula kunena kuti ndine nazo nkhosa zina zimene sizidzakhola izi izonso ndifunika kuzitenga kuzika pamodzi.
The first revealment of Christ Jesus to the disciples and the second revealment of himself fully shows that there is those that saw Christ physical and spiritually and they were not alone but waiting for the remnant that is staying afar that again will be called and drawn to Christ Jesus and we celebrate together.
Ndero kudzionesera koyamba komanso kachiwiri kwa Ambuye Yesu kumene anadzionesera kwa ophunzirawa unalitu umbo ndi chisimikizo chonena kuti alipo anthu ena amene mnthawiyo analipo amene anawafera ndipo anamuona ndi anamuona mthupili komanso alipo ena amene adzakhulupirira uthenga wabwino nthawi ya nsogolo amene wadzaka wayika pamodzi ndi kukhala mchikondwerero chimodzi.
And we understand that they are nobody without us. We are complete in Christ.
Ndipo tidziwa bwino kunena kuti wotu usali kanthu popanda ife koma kuti tonse pamodzi timalizika mwa Khristu Yesu tilumikizika pamodzi.
Because Hebrews chapter 11 verse 39 and 40 speaks fully about this.
Chifukwa buku la Ahebeli chapter 9 kufika pa 40 akulankhula zonse nkhani imeneyi.
And it fully shows how God loves his own elect.
Ndipotu akulankhula bwino za iwo amene anawasankha kapena iwo amene ndiwosankhidwa amene akusonkhanisidwa kwa iye.
Because verse 39 says, and all these having obtained a good testimony through faith did not deceive the promise. 40. God, having provided them something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us.
Munga kuti mundimayaka 39 ndipo iwo onse adachidwa umboni mwa chikhulupiriro sana ndiyalonjeza nolo popeza Mulungu adatikonzera ife kanthu koposa kuti iwo asayesedwe aphumphu opanda ife.
The collection of the remaining saints is what makes the church to be perfect.
When they say that
they should not be made perfect apart from us, it's not perfection that comes from their good works, no. But it is speaking about the number, the exact number that the Lord set forth. Nobody is to be missed out.
De akamanena za ungwiro akusonkhanidwa pamodzi mwa kuti asakhale ungwiro kopanda ife sakunenatu ungwiro wa iwowo ayi koma kulankhula ungwiro wa chikwanidwe cha chiwerengero cha anthu amene anasankhidwa owerengedwa pamodzi kuti akakhale wonse pamodzi.
For we already know that Christ is our perfection.
Popeza tiziwa bwino kuti Yesu Khristu ndiye ungwiro wathu.
And nobody is perfect without Christ.
Pomaliye munthu aliko wa ungwiro wopanda Khristu.
But this perfection that is spoken here is the number, exact number that God had from the preamble. Because preamble, we see that in the beginning God created heavens and earth, and so he created the people in the earth.
Chifuwa kuchokera pachiyambi tiona kuti Mulungu analenga kumwamba ndi dziko lapansi ndipo kenako anazalenga munthu okhala mdziko lapansi.
Plus in the earth we saw that there is a certain number of people that God created.
Ndipo sopano mdziko lapansi tiona kuti mulitu chiwerengero chabwino chokwana bwino chimene Mulungu anachilenga mdziko.
Those are the erected sinners and left others to themselves. In such way, in that way, we see the completeness of God doing his work according to his will and wish.
And
again, we saw that how God left to themselves others that will never manage or make it to be saints in themselves.
So tiona mene Mulungu anawasiyira anthu ena pa iwo okha kuti asakwanise kukhala angwiro kapena oyera pa iwo okha.
To conclude on this point, there is an exact number that the Lord set forth to be called the erected sinners.
Womba mkota pa mfundo iyi tiona kuti pali chiwerengero chenicheni chokwana bwino chimene Ambuye anachipangiratu.
Christ, when him comes in the world to die, he only came to the remnant, to the exact number, so that he should die for them. And the only people died for on the cross are the only people called to be the church of Christ. What a comfort to be one of those whom Christ erected and served. When we go back to our book of John chapter 20, verse 24, we saw Thomas Didymus not among the
12.
Verse 25. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have been the Lord, we have seen the Lord, but he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe.
Upuzraena, ananena naye, tamuona mbuye. Koma iye anati kwa iyo. Ndikapanda kuona manjaashe, chizindikiro jami somaliyo. Ndikuika jalashanga, chizindikiro jami somaliyo. Ndikuika zanjalanga kutitiache, sindiza kulubilina.
Here we saw how fresh reflects to the word of God.
Abatu tikutha kuona sobano umuntu kapena mmene thupira munthu liri mmene limayanganiranso zinthu zokhuza Mulungu.
Number one, we saw that Thomas was not among the disciples.
Chakuti taona apa kuti Thomas sanali pamodzi ndi ophunzira enawo.
Which means he was astray doing whatever praiseable unto himself.
Tikataudza kuti anakhala ngati lodayika chifukwa anali kwa yekha kapena amachita zinthu zokomera yekha.
And only when it pleased God to draw Thomas to the disciples is when he met with the disciples and told about Christ Jesus. Which means to meet with the saints, fellow brothers in Christ, it's by grace. No Nobody can make it if it is not the Lord who made it.
Number two,
we saw Thomas when he heard about Christ Jesus, he tries to speak of what is of himself.
Chachiwiri, itona kuti pamene Thomas ana uzidwa nkhani yokhuzana ndi Ambuye Yesu, yeye anayesa kulankhula zinthu zimene iye akuziziwa kapena zimene angathe pa yekha.
Here foolish shows that nobody can shortly understand and hear the mind of God in himself.
Zomweso apa zikusindikiza bwino kunena kuti palibe munthu amene akhoza kuzindikira zinthu za Mulungu kapena kuzindikira maganizo a Mulungu pa yekha.
In himself, when he heard the gospel, true gospel, he is to reject, he is to speak whatever is of himself, he is to speak of his interests. Don't forget that this Thomas is the same Thomas that saw Christ with his physical eyes, and ate with him, and moved with him, and sleep in the community togetherness. But this time, just counted minutes, hours, days, without the presence of Christ Jesus, he spoke of what is 100% of himself.
Thomas And if
it is Thomas who is speaking this, while he moves, he does everything with the Christ, when Christ was ministering among them, don't expect to receive the gospel that you are preaching so easily.
Neno ngati Thomas ujayo amene anadya naye Ambuye Yesu anakhala naye anafika pa mulingo olankhula izizi muziwezo nena kuti nkovuta ndipo musayembekezere kunako kuti uthenga wabwino ukati walalikidwa aliyense azawulandira ndi kumva.
Because others thought that the gospel is so simple whereby they can speak and do whatever fits to them.
It won't
happen in that way. What makes Thomas to reject or to speak of his interests is because believing the Christ of the Scriptures comes from the Lord. Nobody can manage to trust this Christ if it is not God Himself that helps the world to trust. So Thomas thought that he needed to see Christ and he even see the nails, the print of the nails, the fingerprints, and even the side where he saw when he was crucified.
It's
not only that, but in his mind he wanted to have Christ, the exact Christ whom was crucified, not just another Christ.
Because
there is a first stage of Christ that Thomas knows it 100%, and there is a second stage of Christ, the crucified one, is the one him was 100% he needed to see. If it is this Christ, that whom I saw being crucified, then I will believe that this is the Christ that I am to be with.
Thomas, you are not Kumuzua Mogwana, we know Amamuzua Bess one Tuntu. Nedica Gavala Kubachikiwa, but Thomas, I'm a funitisabuti, I'm Zindigina Babesa, Mazua Menana Pachikura, Sundama Funitisabuta, Abaku, Nia, or the Amena Pachikura Uja, Aminari.
Here, foolish shows are giving us that mind that don't just call whomsoever people are saying that it's Christ, that it's Christ. Don't tolerate with Christ of people anyhow. Know your Christ. Know your Christ and trust your Christ, not the Christ of the common. Many disciples speak of Christ, that they saw him, but Thomas was a different person, wanted to trust the exact Christ whom he believed and not that has been crucified. Which means he is to trust the exact Christ of the Scripture, because the exact of the Christ of the Scriptures is the Christ who first spoke to him at being hanged on the tree. Now, for him to trust, he is to believe that one whom he saw with his eyes being hanged.
Christ
of the Scripture is the crucified one. The crucified Christ is the hope of Thomas Didymus.
Christopher Chikido Abeneyo ndechiyembekezo cha Thomas Didimo.
Christ of the scripture, the crucified one, is the only one whom Thomas is to trust upon.
Tuwa maremba iye amene ndopa chikidwa ndiye khayo amene Thomas anafunisisa kumkhulupirira.
Know your Christ.
Ziweni Yesu wanu.
Who is your Christ? How does your Christ looks like? How do you preach that Christ of yours? Again, he shows, or Thomas was speaking about the basics, the design and the outlook of the Christ of the scriptures, that he is the crucified one with prints of nails, with prints of fingernails on his side, crucified, resurrected. This Christ is the one whom Thomas can preach and we should preach. Compromise not.
Ndiponso mukamaona apa Thomas uyu amakamufotokoza bwino makhaziki kwa chikhazikiko chenicheni cha Khristu wa malemba kuti Khristu ameneyo ndi wopachikidwa, Khristu amene ndi amene anakhomedwa misomali mmanja, Khristu amene ndi amene anagwazidwa ndi nthungo mmanja uja, malomo aka anafunitsisa kuti akamulalikire ameneyo ndifeleke sipakufunika usokoneza polalikira Khristu.
Believing the crucified Christ.
Kupirirani Khristu wopachikidwa.
Thomas said, I will not believe other Christs, but the Christ of the scriptures whom was being crucified.
Here,
fully to conclude, there is a type and design and way and means of preaching this Christ. Never trust anybody anyhow, but if there is a brother, there is somebody who said is your brother, who ask him, who is your Christ? How does your Christ look like?
Apasoro bomba nkora boyangana mufundo iyi tiona kunena kuti pali kalalikidwe kapena kufotokozera bwino bwino kwa Kristu yo kuti azindikirike kapena kuti Yesu Kristu kuti ndifayeke ngati vanakhala wina. Wina waja mina kudzeni chula kuti ni mbale wanu. Tamufunseni kuti wewe ngati ndiwe mbale kodi Yesu wako amaoneka bwanji, umalalikira bwanji za Yesu amene.
But my Christ that I believe is the one having the blueprint, having the print of nails, and that one I trust.
Pakuti Kristu amene ineyo ndimkhulupirira ndi kumulalikira, Kristu wake ndiuja amene ali mchizindikiro cha misomali ndipo amene ndimkhulupirira ndi kumulalikira.
Which means Thomas was in need of the exact Christ.
Zati kuti Thomas amafunisisa Yesu Kristu weniweni.
He was in need of the original Christ.
Iye amafuna Yesu Kristu amene si wachinyengo koma woona.
Not just mere Christs of the people.
No matter
he has been with the disciples for a long time, but ask for the original Christ whom he is to trust.
No matter
Peter was the trusted person to him, but he is in need of the exact Christ.
Again, here we can see
that there is other people that claims to be our brothers. We call them brothers, but time comes when God will separate the wheat, and the once being separated, then you see your Christ.
Ndipo ichiso chitizindikirisa bwino kunena kuti alipoto anthu ambiri pakati pathu amene timawatchula kunena kuti ndi abale, koma nthawi kubwera imene Mulungu adzakapatula tirigu, ndipo pamene adapatulapo tirigu wake pamene azakazivika Yesu wake kuti mukhulupirire Yesu.
So being separated, you need to know your Christ whom you trust. Never associate anyhow with anybody.
Christ when we are
Christ. Christ of the Scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we say that we do preach Christ of the Scriptures, the crucified one, without compromise.
Verse 26.
And after 8 days, again his disciples were with him, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace
be unto you."
Here again we see, number one, Thomas was among the disciples. And they were like having one faith. But in the heart of Thomas is that our trust, our belief, the Christ, the exact Christ whom I saw on the cross being crucified.
And
while the other fellow disciples, the apostles, were saying that we already trust this Christ. Here, foolish ones that don't expect that all the people that are with you, that you meet with in your places of worship, knows this Christ of the Scriptures. Until when it pleased God to reveal himself to them, then they will trust this Christ. The other thing is saying 8 days. Another thing here is speaking about the number of days. 8 days, exact number. They said the exact number when it comes to 8 days. After 8 days, the disciples were within with Thomas. The exact number, they were in the house.
Here,
Fuller shows that Christ will never be revealed to any person anyhow. He will come by our way on the exact number that has been set forth.
Because
he would have come on 60th day, 40th day, 30th day, 70th day, but it was not. Let Christ come on the exact number. He will come at exact time that God set forth for one to trust him.
Don't
expect all the people to believe the Christ whom you believe, because it takes God to draw one upon the exact day, time, exact number.
To
conclude on that point, there is exact time, whereby a believer, I mean a saint, an elected sinner, will be drawn to the Master.
Womba ngoda mufundo imene yo ilipo runtawi yo ikabwino imene oshimwa osankhidwa adzakokerwa kubwera kwa mbuye wako.
This exact number is the number that includes Thomas in the midst.
Ntawi yo ikabwino ndi imene inakankoka Thomas kuti apezeke pakati pa anzake.
Which means one whom God elected will be drawn and who met with Christ upon the exact day, time, exact number.
Kutanta uzalo kuti wina aliyense amene ndi wochimwa osankhidwa nthawi ikakwana izamukoka iyeyo kuti abwere kwa Ambuye Yesu kwa nthawi yoyikika bwino.
For example, in John chapter 4, we see a woman on the well whereby Christ came and met with her, a Samaritan woman. Whereby it speaks about a woman, a Samaritan woman, met with her Messiah. And God did whatever pleasurable to him to meet with the woman. Because John chapter 4:4 says, but he needed to go through
Samaria.
He was to go through. Why he must? It's because there is a saint, there is an elected sinner in Samaria.
Then Jifaja and Anaena Kurusa Kumenego, you didn't Jifajana with Panario Chimo Sanki Dok Samaria.
So, verse 4 says, but he needed to go through Samaria, meaning nobody would be left to himself whom the Lord elected. He must go by his way and meet with him or her.
Samaria,
it's the Lord who follows the woman, not the woman to Christ.
Pakuti ndi Mulungu mwina amene anamlondola mkazi uyo osati mkazi uyo analondola Khristu ayi.
A woman who had no decision or mind of meeting with Christ, but Christ was the one who met with the woman because it was on his heart, in his heart, to meet with this woman.
Mzimai uyudo analibe chiganizo chone na kutaku za ugumana ndia Ambuye Yesu kakale mpango nungono kuhombwe. Kuma Ambuye Yesu ndia mena analicholinga chokuma na ndia mzimai uyupa kutindia mena mamziwa.
So he must go through. It was needed. It was worth it for Christ to go through because he needed to meet with a woman.
Chifayaka na enera kudusa nchida imene yo kubeza kunari kwa enera kutambe Yesu aduse ni kwa gumana ndia mzimai uyu.
He must meet with the woman.
He
is to meet with the elect. Never mind where the situation is, but if there is an elect somewhere, he must meet with that elect. He will draw that one to himself. To conclude the message of today, it's God who helped Thomas to be among the disciples on the 8th day because he must meet with Christ.
Thomas uyu kuti apezeke pakati pa ophunzira ajachifa kuna enera kuti Ambuye Yesu akumane ndi Thomas.
Because Thomas wanted to believe the exact Christ of the scriptures. Who is your Christ? But the Christ of Thomas was the crucified one. The Christ of Thomas is having the print of nails. It shows fully how he was crucified. If you trust this Christ, you believe, you preach of him with exactly what you believe. You not just preach rumors, you preach the exact of what you believe, what you see spiritually. We preach Christ of the scriptures without compromise. One who was crucified. He was pierced because of our transgression. He was bruised because of our iniquities. He preached this Christ, the bruised one. To the saints, he is believing him. To the unerected, they see it to be foolish. Let us pray. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. Dear Father, we thank you this afternoon and morning on our side. Thank you for making it possible that we meet in the close and bless your name and worship your name. Thank you for making it possible that with this Christ of the scriptures, whom we trust, our hope should be built upon it. We preach this Christ of the scriptures because he first met with us and save us and cleanse us, nothing from us but from him. Help us to trust you, because in our own we can never manage to believe in this Christ of the scriptures. It is in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.